USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Arizona Senate has struck a deal with the board of the state's most populous county after months of jousting over a controversial review of the 2020 election results. The problem stems from the Republican-led Senate's review of Maricopa County's 2020 election results. The Senate initiated an audit in July, and the results are expected September 24th. While the county handed over election ballots, voting machines, and other information, it refused Senate subpoenas for its routers, saying there was a security risk. Then Arizona Attorney General Mark Benevich gave the county until September 27th to comply with the Senate subpoenas. Under the new agreement, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors won't be required to hand over the county routers and other sensitive materials to the Senate's contractor, Cyber Ninjas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
An advisory panel to the FDA has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and a member of that FDA advisory panel. He tells CNBC why he voted no on boosters for the general public.
I think what we were being asked to in part was to do what Israel was doing, which is to just offer the vaccine generally for people over 16 years of age. But the data that are generated in Israel, we think, are at variance with the data that have been generated in the United States. We've had a number of studies done here showing that the vaccine protection against severe disease holds up. It's held up through the Delta variant. It's held up for all age groups. So protection against serious disease is still excellent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four civilians on SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission have landed back on Earth. Their return after almost 3 days marked the successful conclusion of the first privately funded orbital spaceflight led by billionaire Jared Isaacman. He donated $100 million to St. Jude's in honor of the Inspiration 4 mission. SpaceX said an additional $60 million has also been raised. It was the first Atlantic splashdown in more than 50 years. French President Emmanuel Macron has recalled his ambassador to the United States Friday in response to the U.S. and Britain's deal to share submarine technology with Australia. France's Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs confirmed they had called back Ambassador Philippe Etienne. Macron also recalled the French ambassador from Australia. The United States, Britain, and Australia announced a trilateral security partnership, stating its first major initiative will be to deliver a nuclear power submarine fleet for Australia. The fleet will not include nuclear weapons. The agreement killed a multi-billion dollar deal Australia had with France. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison denied French accusations that Paris wasn't warned about the possibility of a new deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.